What a glorious day it is to celebrate the day of our Lord's resurrection. So with that, I say, hallelujah, Christ is risen. And you respond,
Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Wonderful. On this Easter Sunday, this is a joy-filled proclamation that we say. This proclamation gives us hope and promise for the future. Though the world may be weary at the moment, though the world may be tired, even though the world may be anxious, we still proclaim that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and that we believe. I don't know about you, but I can't say it enough. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In 2010, a French film titled Of Gods and Men made its debut. The movie tells the story of 9 Trappist monks in the monastery of Tibraine, a small village comprised mostly of Muslims in Algeria. The film tells a story of how the monks struggled daily with the conflict, should they ultimately stay at the monastery. They struggled with this until 7 of them was kidnapped and assassinated in 1996. As the movie unfolds, the viewer gets to see how each monk wrestled, really wrestled, with the decision to stay in the monastery, knowing that the government was corrupt and that ultimately they would come after them. During the film, you see several of the monks visiting some of the villagers in their homes. They are having a conversation about their mutual concerns in the facing of rising violence from extremists. One of the monks expressed concerns to the villagers about the Trappist brothers' fear staying there in such unsafe conditions. At one point, the monk says to the woman that he is talking to, "We are like birds on a branch, uncertain when we will leave." The woman with whom he speaks responds, "No, we are the birds. You are the branch. If you leave, then we lose our footing." We are the birds. You are the branch. If you leave, we lose our footing. On this Easter Sunday, we are here to celebrate and give thanks to God, who provides for us many branches throughout our lives. Branches that are strong, branches that are secure, branches that are sure, that we can fly to at any time when we are in need. And we are able to land on those branches even if we are not in need, because those branches of God are the branches that secure our lives. We, the faithful in Christ, gather this morning, not just with friends and family, but also with Christians around the world. Think about that for a moment. On this day, millions of people around the world are gathered in churches and neighborhoods and beaches and wherever they may be, to celebrate our risen Lord. In other words, we are not alone. Also, celebrating our risen Lord has happened across time, joyfully proclaiming what is perhaps the most ancient creed in Christendom: Christ is risen. At Easter, we gather to shout God's victory. We gather to shout God's victory from the mountaintop, and we gather to declare it. We gather to declare God's victory and not our own, because there is nothing that we can do on our own in order to have God's victory. It's done by the grace of God. And the grace of God is God's favor towards us, God's holy favor towards us, unearned and undeserved. Yet by the grace of God, our minds are stirred, our wills are strengthened, and we are made holy. Now, Easter is more than one day. It's more than simply a Sunday. For the next 50 days, this great, powerful Easter season, this season of proclamation and declaration, will mark our liturgy, define our purpose, continue to massage and our identity, and affirm our most deeply held belief that God loves us. God breathed the Holy Spirit into us and created us. And because of that, He sent Jesus Christ so that we would be reconciled to our Lord. We are here today to celebrate our resurrected Lord. But before we arrive to this Easter day, we had to journey through the season of Lent. Lent is a penitential time. Now, not everybody enjoys Lent, because Lent is a time of self-examination, looking inward and seeing what I can do to make my relationship with God and my relationship with others much better. It's a time of personal reflection, and it's a time of spiritual renewal. On that first Easter, over 2,000 years ago, the followers and disciples were facing Jesus' death and trying to stay true to Him. They were scared. They were scared. I mean, the Roman troops were after Him. The religious authorities were after them as well. They knew that their life was about to end potentially soon. Afterwards, they allowed them, our Lord, to discover the resurrection. They found that Jesus was alive in them in a way that they could have never imagined. Also in a way that would never end. They discovered that what the world tried to put to death, God raised up. They discovered what the world tried to destroy, God raised up. They discovered that what they tried to destroy in the power of the Holy Spirit could not be put to death, but by the miracle and the power of God, Jesus Christ was raised up and He is alive. This is the meaning of Easter. God's love triumphs over every barrier. And if you don't get anything else out of this sermon today, know that God can break down any barrier that the world puts in front of your life. God's power is more than anything that the world can destroy. The world can't destroy your spirit because God loves you. Easter means that no power on earth can destroy the reality that is Christ. And because of that, miracles are occurring every day. We may not always see those miracles, but miracles are occurring every day throughout the world. In Luke's gospel, faith gives us the ability to see the world as God sees it. God created the earth, created you and me, created all this out of love with lots of hope and potential that it would bring. We gain a godly vision. When we look with the eyes of the world, we see obstacles. When we look through the eyes of the world, we see problems. When we look through the eyes of the world, we hear those words, "Oh, you can't do that. You don't have enough skill. There's no potential in you to do that. You don't have the gifts." Don't listen to the naysayers. Don't listen to people who are negative. Know that by Jesus, trusting in our Lord, you can do. The stone blocks our path, and sometimes it feels too large for us to even budge. When we look with the eyes of faith, then a different picture comes into focus. God has already removed the obstacles that we could not move on our own power. Now, Luke, two angels gave the women clue that unlocks for every Christian the power of the resurrection. They said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look for the living among the dead? Why do you look to improve your life around people who are negative and sarcastic? Be with people that care for you, that love you, and want nothing but the best for you. That's what our Lord wants. He is not here," they said, "but he has risen." The angel told them that they should quit looking for Jesus in death, but find him alive in a new way, in the life of the world. And that's what God does once we believe. God will do more for us than we can ever desire or pray for, ever imagine. God will be there. Today is the day our faith. Today is the day in our faith to proclaim fabulous news. The good news of the resurrection, that Christ is the light that overcomes all darkness that life can entail. That light overcomes the darkness we experienced in Holy Week, when we passed through vivid reminders of our human frailty and our human sin, reminders of how easy it is for us to get gobbled up, really consumed very quickly with the circumstances of life. Now, today, we declare things are different. I'm walking different. I'm leaving today different. I'm going to go out in the world different because Jesus Christ is in front of me. Christ leads the way for us, raising us with him from sickness and pain, raising us up from disappointment and sin, raising us up from despair and grief. Christ ever goes before us as our light in the darkness, allowing us to reflect this light to the world. Today, we are on sure footing. We are on a sure footing with a strong branch in Jesus Christ our Lord. And that sure footing compiles this Holy Communion of St. George. That strong footing is with God. That strong footing is with a faithful community. That strong footing is with fellow Christians who love and care for you. God has provided a strong and steady branch for us to land on in our Lord. No matter where you are today in your walk with Christ, be willing to land on that branch labeled as Christ our Lord. God rolls back the stones that bind and confine us. God stands waiting with a familiar voice to call us to new life. Jesus is here today. Jesus is here tomorrow. Jesus is here asking us, follow me. Follow me and I will lead you to places you have never known you could be. Follow me and I will give you more than you can ever pray or desire. Follow me in order to discover new life. We need only to respond to that calling. Respond by faith and say yes to the invitation. So as you come today to receive Holy Communion, lay yourselves before the Lord. Lay your heart wide open. Hear that call that says, follow me, and say yes. Say yes always to Christ. Today we move from death on the cross into renewed life of the resurrection. Today we shout together, Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Amen.